And one of the biggest things that especially young players don't do is keep their tongue in the air separately, right? Mm-hmm. My air is always on. It's like a balloon. It's like a hose, right? And the tongue is just sort of pushing against the water coming out of the hose, right? So it's continuous. Right, and the air's not going back in the air, and they're totally independent. The airstream, very important thing, by the way, to keep in mind when you're doing any of these kind of exercises. The tongue and air are separately, can move separately, and the note's got to be long, even when you're moving fast. They're all the same length, right? That's because the air is on. Right? I'm not going. Right? I'm letting the air go down. Right? It's just right in back of my tongue. Even when I'm not playing the note, the air is there. I'm stopping the sound with my tongue on the reed, but the air is right behind it. So it, bam, it just explodes, right? So that's a huge thing that I come across a lot with people trying to play time and they're trying to play their exercises, but their airstream is always going back and forth. So their evenness suffers from that, right? Huge thing.